As the Spirit says, come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of truth. As the Spirit says, come. Now raise up your head. We'll end the song. Then we'll continue. One, two, go. It's an overturning, overshadowing of love. As the Spirit says, come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of truth. As the Spirit says, come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of love. As the Spirit says, come. Overturning, overshadowing of truth. As the Spirit says, come. I've gotten it. The first one is overturning, overshadowing of love. As the Spirit says, come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of truth. As the Spirit says, come. Forget that part, then we'll get the chanting part, then we're done.
It's an overturning, overshadowing of love. As the Spirit says, come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of truth. As the Spirit says, come.
Are we ready now? One, two, go. Let me hear you. Let's do it once, one in a cordo.
It's an overturning.
This keyboard is not helping us, seriously.
Overshadowing of love.
As the Spirit says, come.
It's an overturning. Overshadowing of truth.
As the Spirit says, come. As the Spirit, I think it's okay now, better, but the thing is hitting. It's better now, better. We are testing all the speakers. The one we have is okay. If the sound is okay and the keyboard is okay, and the keyboard is reduced, we are done. We don't need more speakers. This one is okay. So I will not kill ourselves with sound. So, are we ready? One, two, go.
It's an overturning.
Reduce the keyboard.
Overshadowing of love. As the Spirit says, come.
Let me hear you.
is an overturning, overshadowing of truth as the Spirit says come.
Again.
It's an overturning, overshadowing of love as the Spirit says come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of truth as the Spirit says come.
If you understand this song, then your journey to Abdullah began. Let's chant.
La 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 la. As the Spirit says come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says come.
Are we ready? Can join it too now. One, two.
It's an overturning, overshadowing of love as the Spirit says come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of truth as the Spirit says come.
Okay.
La 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 la. As the Spirit says come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says come.
Simple. Let me interpret this song. Okay, let's sing it more. Let's sing it more. Let's sing it more. Now sing it with understanding. Sing it with the words, not just with the song. Understand the song is a message. So sing it out.
It's an overturning.
Come on.
Overshadowing of love. As the Spirit says come. It's an overturning. Overshadowing of truth. As the Spirit says come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says come.
Lastly.
It's an overthrowing, overshadowing of love, as the Spirit says come. It's an overthrowing, overshadowing of truth, as the Spirit says come. la 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 la. As the Spirit says, come. As the Spirit says, come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says, come.
So quickly. Reduce the sound, the keyboard. I want us to talk. Reduce the keyboard, like very minimal, or in fact, if it's not possible, might off it. This is it. This is Camp Abdullah. The Camp Abdullah you have been hearing, the Cave of Abdullah you have been hearing in the Bible, this is it. The same spirit that is at work there is now here. Same forces that fought David there is now also available in this season. The same forces that fought all those men that came to David is now functional in this season. Oh, I'm not preaching to you. Just make sure you are sensitive. This is a prophetic school. It's a kingdom school. It's beyond a meeting. It's not for name. It's not for fame. It's not for the continuity of a ministry. It's an agenda of the kingdom. An agenda. If your phones are on, off it. Even though you are lying down, off that phone. Tell that lady to off the phone now. The lady lying down there, you have to off the phone. And if your phone is on, please off your phone. Okay. So, you are in a prophetic season that brought you to that cave or Abdullah. Samuel 22. That is where we'll start our study tonight. 1 Samuel 22. You can carry your books, you can carry your pen if it's not with you where you are sitting down. I should not be telling you to do that now. It's something you should have done before now, but you can do it fast. Please let's be fast.
La 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 la. Spirit says come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says come. It's an overturning, overshadowing of love. As the Spirit says come, is an overturning, overshadowing of truth. As the Spirit says come, la 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 la. Like I was telling you, that you are here now, it's because prophecy has called you to sit down here now. Many wanted me here. One reason or that, they couldn't make it. You are at vantage point now. A prophetic season that brings you here now. That is why I sang that song. It's an overturning, something beyond the normal, something beyond the normal trend, something beyond what we know. God is overturning things. He's overshadowing with love. It's an overshadowing of love. He's doing this because of his love for the church and his love for your destiny and his love for the season we are. It is not because of our quest or sacrifice per se, but because of his love for the church and his love for our lives. It's overturning. Something that was going on will stop going on. And something new will start going on. The people that were going on will stop going on. New people will start going on. Advantages that was going on will stop going on. New advantages will start going on. To start. The limitation that is casted upon us will stop going on. Possibilities will start going on. The apostolic design that is meant to match from an Iba that has never been in the history of an Iba, it will start, it will kick start now. The
the apostolic government of God that was never heard in this time, it will spring up from the wells of the deep. This is not a church system. This is a move of God. This is not the agenda of David Friday. I speak to you as a prophet, that one that has stayed in the inner chamber of God. That God that is all wise. I speak to you in a mystery and in a plain language. That you are here. It is prophecy that brought you sitting down here now. Last month, you don't know you'll be in this place now, in this season now. By this time now. So I want you to take it so as a rare privilege to tap into everything that God wants to do in your life. Because it's an overturning. Say, I will overturn and overturn and overturn. A train will stop, another one will kickstart in your life and in the body of Christ. What we are doing is beyond here. We are catching a time gate. We are responding to prophecy. The seasons we are entering, it made me many years ago. I don't believe I will see it. But I know it will happen. There is something that will kickstart from this year. It will start from Aniba. A warrior clan will rise from here. And that is why we are here now. It's a special army God is building. If you are not sensitive, you might miss it for life. It can take you another 35 years to redeem this time. Like I earlier told some of you, I said when Israel came to my house this morning, he was saying something. He said, the month of February, this month we are, for 865 years back, it only repeats once for 865 years. Where you have month of February with 4 Sundays, 4 Mondays, like that. It repeat only in 865 years. That is a time gate. That means if you miss this kind of season, it is very terrible. I never planned Abdullah. But God told me why a special army is raising from Kogi. But it was not in my plan for Camp Abdullah. It was the last day of our summit, few minutes before the summit is over, when God began speaking to me about these armies. So that you are here, you are part of the warrior clan that God is raising. People that will break all odds, that will break every protocol, people that will break every trend. Don't worry about what happened to your life before you came here. After we study this, just little verse, you will know why those things happen and what needs to do. One of the things God has given to me, among many things, is the ability to nurture. It's the ability to grow. It's the ability to mentor. It's the ability to teach. It's the ability to raise. Among many things that I expected is that I delivered this to God, that I raised men, unique men. There's a specific covenant that will start working on those men when that season comes. So some of you that you are here, it's not just to accomplish a irreligious. Some of you that are seeing me now, years will come, you see me, you won't see me again. Or even though you see me, you will not be that close. Take that time you have now that we are seeing now as one of your greatest privileges. Take it. It is never in a way to exalt myself. It's in a way to appreciate prophecy. I wish I can tell you some certain things, but I'm not permitted by God. For some of you, as you travel, find the Spirit. You will discover that your association and meeting with some persons are uniquely planned for specific reasons. This is not the normal church per se. This is a retreat. First Samuel 22. You also read 1 to 3 or 4. Somebody is there, somebody can be reading and I'll just be going in out. And continue like that. First Samuel 22 from verse 1. This one is there. Stand up. Okay. Louder. First Samuel 22 verse 1. Please listen. David departed. There is somewhere that David left. David was in a certain place, but he departed from there. He left there. There was a need. Continue. And escaped. That means something was a threat to David's life. It's the battle of prophecy. The day Samuel came to David. David was in the wilderness. Samuel waited for David. Samuel anointed David. Among his brothers, God chose him. And from that time, David's destiny began opening in faces. One of the faces that it opened that brought influence, announcement, and fame to David was when he killed Goliath. The woman, prophetic woman, extraordinary woman, designed the life of David. And they announced David, singing, announcing that Saul killed 1,000, but David killed what? 10,000. David did not kill 10,000 men, he killed just one Goliath, but they were saying that Saul killed 1,000, David killed 10,000. Naturally, David did not tell Saul to leave the throne, but Saul designed that this guy has a star. And if I'm not careful, he will take over the throne. And kings don't just fight to stay on the throne, they fight for their lineage to stay on the throne. So Saul never wanted the throne departing from his lineage. So Saul was standing not just for himself, but for a lineage. That means his generation. That means it's applicable. God raised Saul. God gave Saul king over Israel. But God chose David. Saul came out of the quest of the children of Israel. They said they wanted a king. Say that, man, you continue. Thank you. They said they wanted a king. So, after they troubled God that they wanted a king, God, in his mercy, now decided to give Saul. But at that dispensation, God never wanted a king. He wanted judges to rule. So, he crowned some people with unique graces that made them what? Rule. That's why we saw like Deborah, Gideon, and the rest. But now they wanted what? A king. God now gave them some. Over time, he chose David. That means God was waiting for a Davidic generation to start a kingship clan. That is why it is on the throne of David that even the throne of God is called the throne of what? David. That's when blind Bartimaeus saw him, said, "Thou son of David." What is son? Thou continuation of Davidic throne. That means the person that could capture kingship from heaven accurately was David. So God was looking for a man that his DNA, that his nature can capture, a man with the prophecy of kingship. When Saul discovered all these things, he knew he was in trouble. That represents the old wine and the new wine. That is a major contention that happens. The battle of prophecy. And David departed and escaped. That means that at that season David was not a man full of stature per se. He has not gained ground. So there was a higher threat on him. It does not look like it. He escaped. We staying here now might not look like it. What we are saying might not make sense compared to the source of our generation and the source of messages in your phones. But la 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 la. David didn't go to a house, he went to a cave. Nobody collected him. Nobody saw a need to help David. So David went to a cave. There are palaces, there are buildings in that days, but he went to a cave. A cave is like a rock with hole inside. Some of you have watched some of these movies where you see cave. You see people running to fire. You can see snakes and different things inside. It's a dangerous thing. You have to be more sensitive like that. So he hid in the cave. He was strong enough to kill Goliath. But he was not strong enough to stand Saul. So he ran and hid in the cave. Do you know Saul was anointed? He was anointed, but he was not choosy. David was the one that was choosy. Talk in a storyline, because I'm not preaching. This camp is not really preaching. We are discussing kingdom matters. But if you are sensitive, over time, you will understand what God is doing. Because I'm interested in you capturing the present state of the church and what God wants to do from the middle belt. And where you can find it, that you can stand in the midst of your friends, but you say, I stand to tell you this by this time. And by so time and so time, this is what will happen. We are not just talking from the platform of, we are talking from the platform of the reality that you have captured, that you are sure. Paul said, for what my eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and our hands have handled. What are substance? They are substance. So what chased David was not truly the battle of Goliath. It was the battle of an anointed Saul. He was Saul, but he was anointed. That is why the major spirit in the dark world that fights the church is the devil. Because he's an anointed cherub. The problem of the church is anointing that has become an anti-system. God didn't take anointing from the devil. He didn't take anointing from Saul. He left him with it. The problem of the church is a seed that came from Abraham called Ishmael. God didn't kill him. God left Ishmael to face Isaac in the future. This place is a little back. If you live with my calculation, I will never come here because I don't even. The last place I know is on Ojuwo camp here, years ago. Among those of you that came for this meeting, do you know I was the first person who came here? Do you know everybody came in defense? Is your choice.
There's an overtoning, an overshadowing of love as the Spirit says, la 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 la. The Spirit says, come. La 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 la. The Spirit says,
first person that escaped was David, and the first place he found was cave of Adullam. Adullam was a location. In Adullam is cave. There's a cave. Continue. And when his brothers and all his father's household heard it, they went near to him. His brothers, that is those that are tied with bond to him in relation. This can represent me and you also, because we are one in Christ. You understand now? And we are from one family. You are my brother, you are what? My sister in the faith. You heard of King Abdullah. So you came. I tell you the truth, the kind of demons I see in a day, in this season, if not because of the backing of God. When I was praying to you for and I by now went off, one of the things I saw was I saw mercy. Mercy came with someone. And over time when it came, I saw some certain things. I won't say some certain things in the dream. Then I saw a demon, a beast. Now this is Mercy sitting down. She came with her friend. And your friend, that lady lying down there, told me that I should pray for her. Miracle people were hearing me that time. And I said she should stay for the meeting. If not, I will not pray. So I have not even prayed for her till now. But I saw them fall in the morning. So what that lady is battling with is beyond her power. That spirit knew that today will soon face. So he came quicker in the night. You see the kind of gathering of people we are now? Continue. You see, some of you see something about you in the next place. Verse 2. Look at it, everyone. Hear me? Everyone that came, they came with something. You permit me to puncture your ego. Everybody sitting down at the sound of my voice, there is something you came here with. Let me hear you. Everyone who, first of all, who was where? In distress. What is distress? They were not comfortable with their state. Some of you came here, you are not comfortable with the present season of your life. You are not comfortable with what is happening about your destiny. You are not comfortable with the kind of pressure upon your life, your family, and your destiny. You are not comfortable with the level of battle you face in life. It seems the more you want to stand, is the more you don't see possibility to stand. There are cycles you are not comfortable with. You have prayed about these things, you have fasted about these things. You know yourselves where you are sitting down. That you have done everything in human form to me that you can do. You have practiced principles in messages, in books, biblical principles, what you know that should be the solution. Some of you are distracted, even you read now. Better focus here. Your face should be here. And everything. I'm not preaching, I'm telling you your life and why you are here. And things have not changed. Now you are in distress. You smile on the faces of people, you smile and look at you, but you are in distress. You laugh, but in you, you know something in you is dying every day. You look strong, but in you, you know you are not just weak, you are gone. You look as if you have hope, but you don't have hope. They are all run away a long time. Some of you are just living your life because you are breathing and you don't decide that you continue this life, not because anything is truly working, and not because you have a hope that it will work. Even as I'm talking now, I could feel some of you still saying in your heart that, sir, what you are saying, well, I believe this will work, I did everything. See yet, there's no result from this. I'm just I don't know again. La 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 la. As the Spirit says, come. The guy called me around 12. That's 3 to 4 days back in the night from Kabasa. He said, sir, 12 in the night. He said, sir, I just masturbated now. He said, man, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm struggling on masturbation. I just did it now. He said, as I'm just coming out of the bathroom, I just called your line. This guy loved God so much. Those are the guys that Abdullah. They came and met David. Another guy met me yesterday, Sunday, and he said, he went to Theophilus. He told Theophilus that he masturbated, the issue of immorality, like that. All the ladies around him, they are just drawing close to him. Everything he's doing to run for his life, they're just coming and like that. He doesn't even know that his life, he feels that he's not in God again. He even feels that God cannot accept him because a lot of unfiltiness, a lot of pollution has been going on in his life. And when he met you, you told him that you should go and meet me. Men know seasons. And when he met me, I started laughing. But I now told him, you are welcome. And I look at him and say, what do you want me to tell you? I want me to tell you what to do to stop masturbation. I say, if I tell you 10,000 things, you still masturbate. I say, what you need is the essence, it's not theory. I say, fully, there's not any law that brings masturbation out of you. I say, Jesus. They give you laws, it work. They give you laws to stay from fornication. The urge is keen. We're feeling the urge too much. Some people say honey. That's what they call it. They say, I feel honey. I don't know. You felt it too much. What you quench it was masturbation. Or what you quench it was to still carry your phone and call that girl that you told that had to go for her life forever, that you don't need that again. What you felt to call that boy and apologize to him and say, go and give yourself to him. You could see that you were going there. You were trying everything not to do it, not to go there. But your heart failed you. You discovered that there's a force that drives you into those things beyond your power. You fasted, you prayed, you wept, it didn't change. That is why you are in Abdullah. Distress. cycle of your family. The pastor called me and said, sir, the family pattern of my family is something so terrible. Everything is fighting, even me now, everything is fighting. So how can I come out of this? Some of you, that is why you are here now. Even you are afraid that I believe here, something will still happen. That is why you are here now. You broke up many times. You repair the broken bridges many times. Because it is not that you still want the relationship, but sin wants the relationship. That is why you are here now. Up, you discover there's an uncontrollable realm of lust that you cannot even stand against. That is why you are here now. That is why you are here now. You discover that pride is a strong thing. You have done everything to break it. It's destroying everything around your life. And you are seeing yourself that fall is the next thing. That is why you are here now. Men in distress. Continue. Don't forget, I'm not preaching to you. I'm telling you why you are here now. Continue. Please talk out. Start from distress. Speak out. Hear me. In depth. These people came, they were in debt. Their financial status is very poor. How to eat is a problem. How to take care of their school fees is a problem. How to make sure that their visions, their destiny come to pass is a problem. How to feed is a problem. They were in debt. They came very poor. Most of them have disadvantages. Discontented, they gathered. Do you know what God said concerning Camp Abdullah? Give Abdullah the Camp Abdullah, what are we doing now? He said, gather the people, awaken their light. Gather the people, awaken their light. That's the mission. We are gathered here now, awakening their light. So they were gathered unto him. None of them came with special. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. So take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by your hands to your knees. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I know. Become a strongly block to my spiritual group. When will that go? How can I escape from this trap? When will this lack leave? Every business I try doesn't work. Everything I learn still make me poor. Everything I enroll for still make me poor. When will there be a change? The escape place of the Church of Christ. Don't worry about the numbers of the soldiers. There are thousands of soldiers we saw, but there are only 400 men in the cave of Abdullah. It's a battle of prophecy. Decision to live a consecrated academic life. Didn't come there because you are special. You came there because you are one of the most disadvantaged men upon the face of the earth. And God has called you so that He can overcome. Your life. Source. Demonic source have started tracing your life. From the first day you advise a lady and she start growing God, problem has started happening to your destiny. Every lady you see you want to help, you think it's the issue of you, it's the issue of the reality that has been revealed. You have proven to the dark world that you have the ability of converting another person. Make up challenges I face is not because of promise. Some of you go home after prayer and your mother is there shouting on your head. You are wondering, what is this? Every time I want to grow, where is this distraction coming from? don't know that that thing is to distract you so that it can cause your heart to shift from the zone of love so that you can be a prey to darkness. That is why in this kingdom we guide our heart. It's my kid. I think it's in that chamber of heart.
Daily search mad, I know my rest. Make me holy, tried and true. Daily search mad, I know my rest. Make me holy, tried and true.
Louder, please. He became captain. Their gathering made him captain. He became captain, not by election. He became captain by heaven's calendar. He was not elected a captain, but they are gathering to him because he has tested their kind of pain. He has tested their kind of life. He has tested those things that confront them. If you go to, we have Amplified Version here. We need to read this verse too. To verse 3. Is there anybody with Amplified Version in this room? You have another version, because there's another version that dealt extensively with this kind of people. That talks about these people are outcasts. Some of them are cast away from their either country or where they were. They were banned men. They were like Barabbas. Banned men that Jesus saved free.
He's the Holy Ghost, seed of the living one. He's the Holy Ghost, scepter of the King of Kings. I call him Holy Ghost, seed of the age to come.
Other versions say they are bad men, some say they are half cast, some say they are cast away. These men, none of them have the good portfolio. So them coming to David was not, they didn't have anything to pride on. There was nothing on their life. Some left the laps of a lady to come to David. Some left the laps of a man this week that passed to come. Some left the zone of masturbation to come. Some left pride to come. Some left envy and jealousy to come. Some left wrong associations to come. Some left poverty to come. Some left disadvantages that none of their family members has ever had the advantage to come. Some left places that nobody has a name to come. If they called their father's name, their grandfather and great-grandfather, in the history of that lineage, nobody has ever been famous and influential in the society. That you are not part of these things I've explained, then you don't need to be here. You can go now. But if you discover that you are part of this, don't joke with this camp. What I'm trying to describe to you is prophecy. We don't follow quest that is called success to men. What we follow is fulfillment. And that can only be gotten in God and following his will by time. The Bible said there's two sons of Issachar on the soul, time and season. The young lady like that, they stood me, says, I'm tired. I'm saying, last thing it was like that. Now I cannot read my brain. She go off, she come back, she goes off, and she's there. She left mysteriously to what? So if you discover that, you are not part of us. Another chance to overcome. Another chance to still make something happen. Another chance to kickstart another trend. Some left addiction to come. Some left porn videos and movies to come.
Spirit of wisdom upon the earth, Holy Ghost, eternal King upon the earth, Holy Ghost, purity upon the earth, eternal one, eternal one, eternal one. Efficient one, exalted one, eternal one.
Some left sickness to come. All form of infection that we're cutting for sinful act, they left to come. Some left, what I'm talking about, they left to come.
Eternal one, magnificent one, exalted one, wise one, strong one, mature one, Holy Ghost, Spirit of wisdom upon the earth, Holy Ghost, you are crowned with purity upon the earth, Holy Ghost, Spirit of wisdom upon the earth, eternal one, eternal one, eternal one, all wise one, strongest one, magnificent one.
That's the thing that we describe why we are here. If it takes that we crack rock for what to come out, that nothing should be a limitation, that is what I spoke to dogs. So why not here to drink milk? Why here to crack bone? You drank milk, the weakness did not go. You drank milk, the addiction did not go. You drank milk, the masturbation did not go. You drank milk, the fornication did not go. You drank milk, the pride did not go. You drank milk, those things that fight your territory are still indicating upon your life. They are showing that their spirits have taken hold of your destiny. They are still displaying upon your life. You drank milk, they are still looking like the train of an Uber. It's because it's not milk. It's cracking on bone. You know how you crack bone? Your teeth will feel it, but you crack it.
vision and crown upon the earth. Holy Ghost, I see you ride upon your horse, eternal one, sovereign, exalted.
What I hear in the spirit is I will raise judges among these ones. You might not look like it now. Those things that fight your life might not be sure. But I will raise judges. I'm a prophetic teacher. That is my call. Now preach with me. This is it. Follow my teachings. It's a dimension I'm blessed with, to teach the present state of God. I cannot count how many times I've seen Jesus in my life. I cannot count how many times I've gone to heaven in my life. That is, I cannot count. It's hard, there's anything written in the Bible about heaven that I've not experienced. I've strolled around heaven. I'm not saying this is to sound deep. I'm saying it to explain to you the level of responsibility that is given unto me as a custodian of the mysteries of Christ. That mystery that brought you and me here now. That mystery called Cave of Abdullah. That mystery of a warrior, a psalmist, a king, the choosing of God. That mystery of that one that will never kill Saul, but will wait for that day that Saul will die in the battlefield. But the broad daylight, that day will appear, that Saul's blood will be spilled, not by David. That mystery that made David an opportunity 1,000 times to kill Saul, but refused. That mystery that one will not just own another. Young man, young lady, this is where we are, Abdullah. Because we have been hearing Abdullah, Abdullah, Abdullah. This is it. This is you. It's you. In that place now. So from today, it should not be a new thing to you. You also have entered Abdullah. You entered it February 2021. 400 men came to David, depressed, discontented with life, tired of life, banned out of society, drug dealers, killers, murderers, soothsayers, diviners, people who practice dark sayings, weak people, addicted people. People who might not be pure to the standard of men and to the standard of what you call Christianity. Mocked people in our society. People from families that are not well known. People from families that are not renowned. They are not known. They are not famous. Poor people. People cannot take care of themselves. These are the people God has given to us. Where are we going now? It's the the next discussion. None that we have known that prophecy has brought us here now. Where are we going?
You are the spirit of the age to come. Elohim, Adonai, you are the spirit of the age to come. You are the spirit of the age to come. Elohim, Adonai, you are the spirit of the age to come. The spirit of the age to come. Elohim, Adonai, I see the spirit of the age to come.
God, that the people awaken their light. Some of you have light, but it's not awakening. And darkness is choking your life, is choking your life. Choking your life. Talking your academics, your carryovers are alarming. You are just living by hope that someday one thing will change, but even you are not sure if it will happen. You are living by hope that one day you start living a pure life, but you are not sure if it will truly happen again, because everything you know in your power, you live a pure life, you have tested it, it won't fail you. I'm not talking about that you don't love God. You love God, but you don't know why your own life cannot just live according to the rules of God. And that thing drains you the more. What kills you more is not even the sin. It's that you have failed and failed and failed that one that you love many times. And every opportunity you ask for him that he still gives you, you still fumble many times more. And even you know that if God did not help you now, you will still fumble. Even after here, those are the people I'm talking about. People who are sincere, people who are not ashamed to approach God, the Shekinah presence of God is a God that is available. Truly, it's not the matter of trying to shrink myself away from this reality that is lost. It's not the matter of trying to shrink myself away from this reality that truly I'm a man filled with pride. Everybody talks about this. Everything about my life describes. Lord, what can be done? God, I'm not trying to die away from this fact that is truth and alive, that I have jealousy in me. I'm not trying to shy away from this truth that I'm addicted. I'm not shy away from this truth that I can see there's alcohol. But what can be done to this kind of person?
I am open, Lord, before you, God. Do to me what you want. I surrender, Lord, before you, God. Do to me what you want.
I'm not here to engage a rule because I'm engaging every wisdom I know, it heals me. I'm not here to try new things to stop addiction. I just want it to do me what you want. I'm not here to stop that relationship. I've tried everything to separate from that lady. It couldn't. No, I don't know how to do it now, but do to me what you want. I don't want to add anything I know presently. It will not work. Just do to me. I have a destiny. People, prophets have told me I'll be great. I know in my life I've dreamt many times that I will be part of the vessels that God will use to affect life. It's not a drive for fame. I know that my destiny is meant to count, but sin shock my life. Every step I make to make forwardness is like thousand backwardness to me.
I've surrendered, Lord, before you.
It's not now time to come and open scriptures and say, God, let's see if we can find a way out. What we are saying is surrender to him. You don't know any way to come out of this. You see, there are times you come when you know that nothing you know can bring out of this. Except God in his mercy find a way to bring you out. You cannot. Are you understand what I'm saying now? Tell me when the example, the fear of failing makes you perform and practice. Every time you read the example, the fear of not being criticized make you to still give somebody expo or give somebody your exam hand booklet to copy, so that you don't feel bad, but you know that in this kingdom it is not approved that. Block the guy, you're blocking. You delete your WhatsApp, the next day you got it back. Every time you are in your secret place alone, you download porn movies, you watch them, you delete them, so that nothing is happening. Day you have conspired 1,000 times to misbehave with your mind. Your mind is more terrible than anything. You wake up, you see different kind of wrong thoughts upon your mind. You fight it till evening, it still stand. But it brings you to a place of masturbation or the place of things that will not glorify God. You love God very well. You have a destiny. You are called by God for a specific purpose. You're not among those people who are going up and down. You know you love God, but these are stumbling blocks. They were blocked before, now they have become a fence. They are growing every day to become deeper obstacles. Every time you break them, they grow back. They don't just grow back, they grow bigger than before.
This is the place of your power, God. Do to us what you want. This is the place of deliverance. Do to us what you want.
Let me chip in our summit for next edition. The theme of our summit for next edition is deliverance. So do you see the strategic alignment now between Cave Abdullah and what God is doing, even the next edition of our song, which is beyond a program, is a walk in God. That is, God is bringing people to a point of deliverance, absolute deliverance. Can this thing be forgotten? Can this level of lack leave my life? A lady looked at me with all form of counsel and the love approach I used to counsel her. My goodness, I saw potentials in the lady. I saw wisdom and hyper intelligence. The lady looked at me and said, it took me a lot to come to KSU. He said, I have to sleep in with even married people. He said, because I came from a place where nobody had the financial power to train me. You see, you will not understand these things until you are into them. So it took me a lot to even pay for my accommodation, because I came once at them and the landlord locked the door. Sorry, the caretaker locked the door. I had to beg him and beg before he opened the door. So I went my way to do anything I could. As a lady, even selling my body. To get the finance to pay for my accommodation. I've never come to a state where the only option is sin. guy start touching you, every scripture fly out of your mind. The only option is misbehave.
I am open now before you, God. Do to me what you want. I surrender, Lord. I've tried all I could, but do to me what you want. I've tried everything that I've heard from preachers. Just do to me what you want.
Some of you, what I'm saying is wasting your time, because I'm just explaining what you have passed through. What you are waiting is what next? What can God do? David Friday, I know these things you are saying are truth, but what can be done to me? How can this thing live and never return? How can they go forever and become a history, not a reality anymore? But I bring you a cry from the Spirit this night. I'm not preaching to you, I'm announcing to you why you are here. It's because
there's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. We are the army rising up.
That's it. What? Definitely, what army are you talking about? We were taught in church that armies are men that live righteous. We were taught in church that armies are men that pass rules, not we that are breaking rules. What hope do you have in the move of God? You are the one I'm talking about. You are the special army of God.
There's truly an army rising up. I see an army from Kogilad rising up. This army of Christ, Davidic troops, army that rise from Cave of Adullam, Cave of Adullam, the secret place of making. They are rising from Anuba.
An army that suffered this truth is still rising again. Not understand what God did in the life of Samson. He's a prophetic man in the spirit that has so much respect. Some of you were taught lies about Samson. It was one of the God's general, Prophet Rick Jonah, who encountered. That's this unique encounter too, that God has ushered him the privilege of meeting some of the patriarchs of it in the Bible. And believe me that it's possible you can meet not just Jesus, but characters and figures, people that are in the Bible. We saw that even Jesus in Gethsemane, he met, right? And Elijah, right? The witness. So it's possible. Just did that in a way to reveal to us also that it's possible to encounter not just Jesus per se, but even characters and figures in the Bible. So he encountered Samson. And Samson told him that the things that the church has been prioritizing about him are not correct. That is why in this kingdom, before you preach the gospel, you must have an intercourse with the spirit of the gospel. The book of Ezekiel, he said, as the spirit spoke, it entered my word and set me what? On my feet. As the spirit spoke, it entered me It spoke as a word, but it entered me. Then it reacts as an energy that has the power to set me and awaken me. As David Fadi speaks, it enters you and awakens your light. Because you are leaving this camp as a takeover generation. Gather the people, awaken their light. Set. Samson was speaking to say, some of those things that were said, they were not formed, they were not in accordance to what happened to him. Because most of when we talk about the story of Samson, we don't talk about the story of his fall, or we don't talk about the story of his rise. So many people come to the place of fall, they don't rise anymore. Because God was using the life of Samson to display as a prophetic age to the church of this kind of army that are in cave Abdullah. There's a possibility in this kingdom that you can truly fall, and when you rise, you can have more results than even your former results. We saw in the life of a Samson generation like that, like Ketu Kumar, a woman who fell truly, married the wrong person, or let me say, married someone that to her it was not the will of Christ, and she came out as a divorcee, but with all form of restriction and limitation. And a bad name tacked on divorcee at that dispensation, knowing that she's still a lady, she rose up to become one of the prominent pioneering mother, like Deborah, a mother in Israel, a mother to the church. People are Juanita Bino. People have tested all life. You don't talk about prostitution, don't talk about waywardness, boredom, you don't talk about lesbianism, you don't talk about those things. When the Bible will look into your eyes and say, you are joking, we have walked in this way. But she's one of the major prophetess on the face of the earth, still alive. That means those are Samson generation. People that don't truly, it happened. But their future is too big to be confronted by their past. That tomorrow is too strong to be defeated by their past. That is the story of Samson. It was not a failure. He killed in his death that he be alive. And he chose his death. He killed in his death more than all the counting of the killing he did in his when he was alive. I want to ask you, is that failure? After that was his destiny, to kill, to destroy them with might. So imagine I have one house, I fail and I build 50 houses. Why fail? So Samson told Jonah, I said, what the church are preaching about me, that is not correct. He seeks a generation to rise. That's why the Bible said, come with fame of Jephthah, of Samson, of Barak. That means if we start discussing the story of Samson, you will discover that it's deeper than those few words that were written about him in the Bible. So the Bible was talking about other people. When he came to this point, he said, time will fail. That means their storyline is a wide scope, that if we start to do research on them, time will be short. So time will what? Please don't be distracted if you are hearing me. This is Abdullah. May you not be Abdullah and think you are in a program. Be very, very sensitive. Don't allow deception from any source. So he said, time what? Will fail me. To take up these people. Samson, Barak, and what? And Jephthah. Time will fail. Time. A generation that rose beyond their difficulties and take over the kingdom of the earth. Subdue it, shut the mouth of lion, and recover victory for Christ. We saw how Evangelist Solomon Salami was telling us that he was a former cultist. Not just a cultist, an executioner. That is the number one leader of Arubaga, if an executioner that may have come to a number one leader and God transformed his life to where he is now. Time will fail of men that have tested occultism but came out. They didn't die in it. Because the prophecy upon their head, even the devil cannot kill it. They came to Abdullah. They came out of Abdullah as mighty men. The Samson generation. The Rahab generation. Rahab was a public and a popular prostitute that everybody knows. If they just see you enter to the house of Rahab, they just know you don't fall. If they just know you're in love with Rahab, they just know you're a slave queen, you are gone. But that day came that her destiny started interplaying. There was an overturning. Then the same Rahab that was mocked by the whole people in the city was the same Rahab that secured the life of Joshua and Caleb. She didn't seduce them. They stayed with her in the same house on the roof. She didn't sleep with them. Something kick-started. Something started. That is how some of you will leave this camp. Something will start. An end to something has come. Something new will start. Because you are living here fully delivered, something new will begin. Jabez was a man suffering and he prayed to God and his life was changed. That is how it is with some of your lives. That poverty, that lack, something will change. Favor will rub on you to a point that you no need you ever have that cannot be met. The cloud of heaven will be upon you. God will draw helpers because something is kick-starting. That is why you are here. You are here because there's a need for solution. And this is a year of divine solution. Do you see that now that there's already an effulgence of possibilities, a gathering of truths, an overshadowing of truth, taking over you beyond the lies of the world, beyond the lies of fake doctrines, beyond the lies of lies, intimate lies that your mind has conceived over the years that have kept you under perpetual bondage. I'm not just saying mercy is speaking for you. I'm saying mercy is recovering you back into the full state that God has designed for you. Mercy is not just pardon of sin. Mercy is a new creation, evolving, totally different from your past. That is why Blind Bartimaeus said, "Thou son of David, have mercy." They said, "The sure mercy of what? David." All those men came disadvantaged, but when they met David, David has a cloud of mercy. So they tapped into that sure mercy of David. The problem is just meet David in Cave Adullam. Don't worry about what you came with. Just make sure that you meet David in Cave. Lest I forget, let me digress a little and teach the power of relationship. Every man you meet on earth is a realm. If you appreciate it, you start working for your life. If you insult it, you start fighting your life. Bible says, "He that crossed the edge, the serpent world, will bite." Once you cross the edge, you are not free. You won't be left free. Something will bite you. It's called a serpent. It didn't say he that crossed the edge shall be pardoned. Serpent will bite. And he said, he suffers the king. He said, "Touch not my..." Imagine God suffering you. That suffering is bad, though. Why? Because men are rare. So Blind Bartimaeus knew, on my own I will not see today. But I want to subscribe to a realm called the sure mercy of David. That means David was a man that walked in mercy. A time came, they knew him for that dimension. It's called the sure mercy of David. So all those men came. Mercy found them. Their association with David changed their life. They became the mighty men of David. One could kill a lion, only him. One smote 800 men, that the sword was clenched to his hand. Some were captains over hundreds. They became strong. Abishai came out of David. Out of those men from Kiv Abdullah, was called Abishai. A guy who was so strong and so accurate. And in javelin. He can throw it into you and you cannot escape it dying. He asked for one permission that was given by David, that he should keep Saul. He put David just once. That means I've learned this thing over time. And stay in this cave. I came as a civilian. I become a warrior just once. Men that they don't have an opposite to what they can do. They won't tell you A and you see B. They were disciplined men in the place of warfare. That what they want to achieve, they achieve. In that place, people came, like Abigail and the rest, right? They came and met David, right? They came and met David. Abigail was the wife of, what is the name of the guy? Nabal. And over time, the guy foolishly misbehaved and like that. And that was, it is in those period that he met Abigail, he met the son of Jezreel, like David, I've forgotten that one, the lady again, like that. Those people came mysteriously. Because it's a prophetic agenda of God. What I'm saying is, the reason why you are here. The reason why you are here. Is the reason why you are here, I'm discussing. So, men are rare. Discovered naturally. Among many things that God has helped my life, in my young life, I discovered naturally that people stay with me. No matter what, devil doesn't take them. I was speaking with somebody of reason. I say, anybody that is taken by the devil is not around me. I say, if you like, no matter how you live your life, that you are around me, the devil cannot conquer you. I said, I've discovered no matter how the battle of life is, that you are around me, your destiny must count. I said, it's a unique cloud I discover. People around me, it's hard. They move outside the will of God so far. If you meet them the next 10 years, they'll still be Christians. If you meet them the next 20 years, they'll still be Christians. It's hard. You know the way you hear that? That boy was a Christian, that girl was a Christian, then after 2-3 years, you didn't hear again, eh? Mm. The mercy, the chance of David. The sure mercy of David. Stand up where you are. Hold the hands of a neighbor. May you not do matter work in this season. May you be like Mary's. That is just my prayer this evening. Because there's something that brought us here. Something deeper than your will is prophecy. Jesus.
La 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 la. Overshadowing of truth, as the Spirit says, come. There's an overturning, overshadowing of love, as the Spirit says, come. There's an overturning, overshadowing of truth, as the Spirit says, come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says, come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says, come.
What is overturning your life from addiction into freedom? I'm not saying that you are doing it. I'm not saying that you are practicing a law. Now. I'm saying that God in His sovereign mercy is calling the eyes of God that you must to see that God is doing a miracle in your life where you are standing now. That is what I'm saying now. To practice to come along, but I'm telling that God in His sovereign mercy is doing something in your body now that is unseen. That is what I'm saying. That He that created you without you practicing the laws of creation has the ability in His sovereign mercy to come to you and still forge righteousness into your bones.
La, la, la. La 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 la. As the Spirit says, come.
All He just need to do is to come. He spoke and said, "He that is thirsty should come. Come and drink. Come and buy with no money." Nobody's telling you to bring money here. That things you buy in this kingdom with no money. This you buy not because you are qualified, but because mercy found you. And every man that met David at cave of Adullam met a ram called the sure mercy of David. Cast away men that were afflicted, men that were poor, men that were in debt, men that were worthless. The mercy of the Lord found them
on account of their association with David at a location called Cave Adullam. Welcome to Adullam, that place where mercy is sufficient enough to transport your life into the new future.
La 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 la.
As the Spirit says, if you feel like praying, pray. If you feel like standing, to be still, be still. If you feel like singing, singing. If something get aggressive from inside you to cry out to God, just do it. Just make sure. Make sure that something is evolving now.
As the Spirit says, come. La 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 la. As the Spirit says, come.
There's an overturning of a shadow filled up love. As the Spirit says, come. There's an overturning of a shadow lifted up the truth. As the Spirit says, come.
La 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 la.
As the Spirit says,
as the Spirit says, come.
Don't be distracted by your fellow standing. It is a matter of you being up loud. That secret place of making. That place where the little become a thousand and the small become a mighty nation. That place where strength is sufficient. Not because you know the laws, it's because mercy will get you. I'm not saying that there are much you need to do here. I'm just saying that you just need to come. You just need to come. That is all. Come and buy with no money. Come, there's an overcoming sitting or lying down, let prayer come out of you. I see the I come from the speaker. I clock. I get a clock. I stand in the holies of holies. I stand in to the blood of the Lamb. I stand in to worship the Holy. I stand in to the Lamb. I stand in the holies of holies. I stand in the world. I stand in the worship Lord. I stand in the correction from that apple. Obey. Yes. a song I love so much. Listen to the song.
There are so many, many, many times in my life I have seen my authorities now. There are so many,